What's up, everybody? Chester ARP Church Devotional Podcast. Clint Davis, your host. Thanks for being with us. Get started, John chapter 8. Just a second.
Gives me grace for every trial. Feeds me with the living bread.
All right, again, what's up? Glad you're with us as we read John chapter 8. We're going to pick this up in John chapter 8, verse 12. Now, chapter 8, verses 1 through 11 is a great story. It's a story of the woman caught in adultery. Jesus tells the men who are there to stone her, "Let him who has no sin cast the first stone." It's a beautiful story about judgment, about forgiveness, about grace. Probably a story that took place or an event that took place in the life of Jesus. Most likely, however, not in the original text of John's gospel. We have no indications that it was in the original text that John wrote. It was added later. It's a beautiful story, really a transition between the end of chapter 7 and verse 12 of chapter 8, where Jesus challenges the Pharisees regarding their quickness to judge. And so I think it's there. It's helpful for that point of view, but we're going to skip over it from the reading standpoint because we don't believe it was part of the original gospel. Let's pick this up in verse 12 then of John chapter 8. Again, Jesus spoke to them saying, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." So the Pharisees said to him, "You are bearing witness about yourself. Your testimony is not true." And Jesus answered, "Even if I do bear witness about myself, my testimony is true. For I know where I came from and where I am going. But you do not know where I came from or where I am going. You judge according to the flesh. I judge no one. Yet even if I do judge, my judgment is true. For it is not I alone who judge, but I and the Father who sent me. In your law it is written that the testimony of two people is true. I am the one who bears witness about myself, and my Father, or the Father who sent me, bears witness about me." And they said to him, therefore, "Where is your Father?" And Jesus answered, "You neither know me nor my Father. If you knew me, you would know my Father also." These words he spoke in the treasury as he taught in the temple. But no one arrested him because his hour had not yet come. There are three things I want to point out about this passage for us this morning as we read it, or today as we read it and discuss it briefly. Number one, Jesus is having this interaction with the Pharisees during the Feast of the Tabernacles. The Feast of the Tabernacle was a time that the Jews came together to celebrate God's faithfulness to them when they were in their wilderness journey period from the time of the Exodus to the entrance of the Promised Land. They dwelled in tabernacles or tents or booths. The same language is used. We would just simply say they pitched their tents as nomadic people. God was faithful to them. He prepared for them. He provided food. He provided clothing. He provided the necessary things they needed for life. And so they came together once a year to celebrate God's faithfulness to them. In the midst of this celebration, they emphasized light. Because if you remember, when God led them through the wilderness, he led them by a pillar of fire at night and a cloud during the day. The light of God and his light in the world was something that they emphasized in the midst of this particular feast. So Jesus says, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Jesus makes a direct claim here that he is the God of all creation. He is the light of the world, the one in whom there is eternal life, the one in whom there is salvation, the one in whom there is clarity. The Pharisees respond to that. So you bear witness about yourself, your testimony is true. Their defense of themselves and their accusations continue on in this story. But Jesus says that even if I do bear witness about myself, my testimony is true, for I know where I came from. In other words, I know the truth, and I'm testifying to the truth. And Jesus has just said, "I'm the light of the world." And they're pushing back on him on that. But then he says something very interesting. "You judge according to the flesh, but my judgment, I judge no one. Yet even if I do judge, my judgment is true. For it is not I alone who judge, but I am the Father who sent me." In other words, he's pushing back on the Pharisees who are judging his word based upon the standards of the human flesh. They're not giving Jesus the benefit of the doubt. They're casting him out. They're not exploring the reality or the possibility of the reality that Jesus could indeed be the Messiah. They've rejected him wholeheartedly, and they're pushing him out, and they're judging him, and they're judging those who would follow him, and they're not even listening to what he has to say. And Jesus says, this is a problem. This is a problem. He says, I judge no one. When Jesus says he judges no one in this particular instance, he's referring to his human life. When Jesus walked on this earth, he didn't judge in accordance. He didn't judge eternally. He walked, and especially in accordance with the flesh, he did ministry among peoples and upon all kinds of peoples. That wasn't the time for him to be the judge of the world. He will be the judge of the world when he returns. He will return and establish his kingdom on this earth, and he will separate the sheep from the goats. He will take the wheat from the chaff, as it were. And so he's going to judge at that point eternally those who have rejected him. Right? They will be judged eternally. That judgment will be a right judgment. But that was not why Jesus came the first time. Jesus came to save the first time. He will return as the judge in the criteria he lays out in this ministry throughout his entire scriptures. But Jesus did judge rightly situations. Jesus did make decisions and evaluate the situations around him. He did evaluate the events, the peoples he interacted with. Now, we're challenged in Matthew's gospel not to judge. Judge not lest you be judged. That's an eternal judgment. We don't have the authority to condemn someone or to unrighteousness and to hell, etc. But we are called by God to judge rightly, or rightly evaluate situations in which we find ourselves and evaluate people that we interact with. You know the person's heart, person's character by his or her fruit. And you can look at that fruit and say, you know what? That person is not somebody that I want to spend a lot of time with. Or that person is somebody that I really want to get to know. I don't want my kids to hang around. That's a difficult situation. It's dangerous. I think I'm going to pass on that. But you know what? That's a great opportunity for us to take advantage of. And we judge it based upon what's going to impact us and help us grow in our relationship with Christ. And Jesus is saying, you guys are trying to judge me. You're trying to condemn me. You're not even giving me a fair warning. You're not even giving me a fair listening. And they will have to pay for that. But on this earth, Jesus is rightly evaluating the situation. So they sought to arrest him, but then we're told it's not yet his time. That's the third thing. Jesus does everything in accordance with his perfect time. You guys take care. God bless you. I'll see you next time.
You carry me close to your heart, and surely your goodness and mercy will follow.